I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there's a lot happening at museums this week. To start, a century has gone by since America entered World War I, and the Centerville Historical Museum is marking that occasion with an exhibit and lectures.
Well, the museum's exhibit that they have now is called Battles, Spies, Cooties, The Great War. And it looks at what happened during that First World War, the veterans from it, and how the war was fought. That exhibit's going to be on display through almost the end of the year, but there are going to be some lectures related to World War I, both this Friday and the next. So at 7 o'clock this Friday, there's going to be a talk about assassins, treaties, and scoundrels, and that covers the events that led to the war and some key decision makers. And then there's going to be a talk on new technology of war. Then at the same time on May 18th, the topics are going to be espionage and spies, and then weapons that changed the world.
And on Saturday, the Chatham Marconi Maritime Center will open for the season with a ceremony and a new exhibit there.
The Marconi Center is marking the 70th anniversary of RCA building a radio transmitting facility in South Chatham, and it's going to hold a ceremony at 10:30 Saturday morning to open its new exhibit, and that's called Chatham Heard Round the World. At that ceremony, there's going to be descendants of four local residents who activated the transmitters way back then. The exhibit's centerpiece is one of the station's 17 large RCA transmitters, which sometimes needed so much electrical power for long-distance radio signals that they would cause the lights all around South Chatham to flicker. After the ceremony, there's going to be a tour of the facility, and that was once part of the largest ship-to-shore communication station in the United States.
If you're celebrating Mother's Day on Sunday, three local museums have ideas for you.
Well, it depends on how you want to spend the day, but if you're a mom, admission is free at museums in three different towns. First, there's Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich, and there they've got a lot of spring bulbs in bloom, and they have a main exhibit this year on cars of the Indy 500. Then in Dennis, admission is free for moms at the Cape Cod Museum of Art, and all moms also get a sweet gift Sunday from Stage Stop Candy of Dennisport. Then up in Provincetown, moms can get in free at the Pilgrim Monument and Provincetown Museum. So if you've been waiting to climb all those stairs for that spectacular view, Sunday may be the day to do it. All of mom's companions, though, are going to have to pay regular admission to join her doing that.
And looking ahead, next Tuesday is the opening of a special exhibit in Hyannis for people interested in President John F. Kennedy and his family.
This is an exhibit at the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum of 70 family photos of the president, the first lady, their children, and then the extended family. And it's got a really interesting background. The title is Creating Camelot, the Kennedy Photos of Jacques Lowe. And Mr. Lowe was given unprecedented access to the family from 1958 to 1961. He took about 40,000 photos back when photographers used film. And he kept all the negatives in a vault at the World Trade Center. So when the towers went down on 9/11, they were all gone. Luckily, the contact sheets and some of the prints were kept at another New York City location, and staff at the museum in Washington, D.C. recreated many of the best photos from those contact sheets. This exhibit was at the museum first after they did that, and now it's traveling here to Hyannis and will be on display from Tuesday through November.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.